Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date's March 5th, 2020. Saints, the world's in turmoil. Most of us don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. And an emergency. My cell phone is 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find the breaking news about the Wichita Mission Church, or breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, all at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. Remember, folks, we're a national satellite radio program. We simulcast live on the net internationally. It's live on YouTube, on some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime. It's not free, and you keep us on the air. On another note, let's thank the listener base in places worldwide like Prague, Czech Republic, Winnipeg, Canada, Brisbane, Australia, and, of course, cities in the good old United States such as Portland, Oregon, Houston, Texas, San Diego, California. And this week, Wichita, Kansas, you're back on top, being the largest group of listeners to our programs, at least when they go to podcast later tonight. You folks that listen on satellite, drop me a line once in a while so I know that you're alive, because I know you are. Anyway, follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brent77. Now a prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest and get on with our great program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Please give everybody out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, last time tonight's guest was on, he talked about when God split America. During that program, he said he'd come back on and speak with us about his new book, and it's called Miss the Mark. As of late, anyway, and so I'm talking about Stan Johnson, yeah, of the Prophecy Club. As of late, folks, preachers and teachers and so-called prophets are hardly talking about the mark of the beast. At least one of them in this huge ministry, and I don't want to point out names, said you can still be saved if you can take the mark. Really? Well, we'll hear more about this, and each day we hear more and more about UFOs and aliens. What about all that? Is there an answer to that? Well, we're going to bring Stan on. He and his wife, they both co-founded the Prophecy Club and the Spirit of Prophecy Church. Stan has been studying prophecy for 40 years, teaching it 30 years, and it qualifies him for doing a radio program for 25 years. He's hosted over 160 speakers, making 336 DVDs, all on Bible prophecy. Personally, he's recorded 37 prophecy DVDs and memorized the book of Revelation. And it wouldn't surprise me if he's added to that list. A man clearly of many hats. He's also the president and CEO of the Prophetic Oil Incorporated, whose goal it is to find the prophesied oil in Israel. He has a very important message for us, and we're going to talk to him about his great book. Are you with me, Stan?
I am. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah, and you're coming across perfectly. Your Skype is one of the best that I've hooked up to, but, of course, that's like with most things you do. You search for perfection in the things that you do, don't you?
You're too kind.
I'm not trying to be kind, just
good
truthful.
To talk to you, by the way.
What?
It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. And anyway, I was wondering, because I hadn't heard out of you all day, but I finally cornered you to talk about your new book, Miss the Mark. And this is a great book. It's cover to cover with scriptures backing up what you say. And so I'm just really I'm really impressed with this book, I have to say. And it's the first time I've been able to say that to you, brother. Back to you for a minute.
Okay. Well, should I tell him more?
Well, you can tell him more, but I know we're used to you just coming on the air and talking. Tonight we're going to do a question thing. So so The Mark of the Beast, Stan, this book is called Miss the Mark. Well, with a lot of people, let's just play like nobody knows what we're talking about. And what mark are you talking about? What's
well,
the mark of the
beast? Revelation 13 says, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in the forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, we believe we know what the mark looks like, and also the number of his name. See, there's actually four things that we're not supposed to do. We are not supposed to worship the beast, or his image, or receive his mark, or the number of his name. So two of those is a worship thing, as in bend the knee, and two of those is a mark thing. Now, we believe we know what the mark is, and we also believe, matter of fact, I'm 100% sure, that the number of his name, we know what that looks like, and that's going to be put either on the forehead or in the right hand. So that's some really, really big information. And the book has pictures of both of those in the book. So if you want to know what the number of his name looks like or the mark, it's in the book.
Well, you know, as I said coming in, I've noticed more than one. You know, preachers are saying, well, you can still be saved and take the mark. Is that possibly true?
Absolutely not. Another scripture says, and the smoke ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast, or his image, or whosoever receiveth the number of his name. Now, those people, when everything is said and done, when Jesus has returned and he's given all of the rewards and the mantles out and everybody's been judged, there's only three groups of people. I'm talking about when all the dust is settled, three groups of people. The first group is those people whose name is written in the book of life. They get eternal life. The second group are those people whose name is not written in the book of life, and they get tossed into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death or soul death. However, the third group, those are the people, those are the people that take the mark, well, either one of those four things, either worship the beast or his image, or receive the mark or the number of his name, any one of those four things, and they don't get soul death. They are tossed into the lake of fire with the beast, the false prophet, and Satan. And they are tormented day and night forever and ever, and they have no rest who worship the beast or his name or the number of his name. So, yeah, they do not. Matter of fact, what I like to do is start off by asking two questions.
Go ahead.
First question is, what would you do if you had to tell someone the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Well, what would you do? I think most people listening would probably say, I would tell them. Okay, that leads us to the second question. Okay, so then what is the most important information on the globe? All people, nations, and languages, every beating heart, every breathing lung, what is the most important information in the world? Well, the most important thing to do, obviously, is to receive Jesus. But the most important thing not to do is do not take the mark of the beast. The people that take the mark of the beast, they do not get soul death. They are tossed into the lake of fire with the beast, the false prophet, and Satan, and they are tormented day and night forever and ever. This book is designed. Now, that's the problem, especially in America. How do you get people to understand this? How do you talk to them about the mark of the beast? Because these days, most people don't want to talk about Christianity. They don't want to hear anything about the church. They don't want to hear anything about the Bible. So what I suggest you do is ask them those same two questions and then give them this book. It's 6x9, but we put it on a very thin paper. We put it on dual columns so it looks thin. We want it to look skinny. So when they pick up the book, they're going to say, oh, well, I can read this skinny little book. Good. Because if you read the book, you'll never take the mark of the beast. Your friends, neighbors, relatives, you have sons, daughters, moms, dads that are not saved, or they don't know anything about the mark of the beast and don't care to know, give them this book. And if they'll read it, and I believe, as a matter of fact, Dan, I think you'll agree, if you start reading it, it catches you. And then the time you get done, it's got a hold of your heart. Would you say that's accurate?
Well, it's absolutely accurate. The way that you lead into the book is just fantastic, and it gives that personal thing. But let's back up a minute. You know, some people, you start to talk to them about the mark of the beast, and I've come across this so many times. They say, well, wait a minute. I don't need to hear about all that because I'm going to fly out of here. I'm not even going to be here when it happens. What do you say to those folks?
Yeah, well, if you go to in Revelation, it says, and behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth, and they that keepeth the words of this promise. Excuse me. Blessed are they that, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. Then the very next verse, and of course, who is it that has the garments? That's the church. The very next verse says, I come, see, I'm forgetting this. Comes a thief, it talks about Armageddon in the very next verse. I don't have all that right in front of me, and for whatever reason, I'm drawing a blank on it. Memorize the book of Revelation, but it doesn't seem to be flowing in me too good right now.
That's all right. Well, you know, we're all that way, especially on live radio. I know you do radio, I do live radio, but we all get that way every once in a while. But there's the point. You said already the church doesn't even want to talk about that, and part of the biggest reason they don't is they want to be in the pre-trib, you know, group. Well, I'm flying out of here, nothing's going to happen to me, so I don't need it. Your book will knock them over, especially when they get to some of the testimonies in the book. So most people, there's a lot of people, even, okay, we'll go to the people that say, okay, there's going to be an Antichrist. But they say, well, you know, most of them say he's going to be a pretty ugly guy and everything. Is that really true? Or is he, what kind of person is he going to be?
Bible says he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power is given him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. Meaning, God gives the beast the best speaking mouth on the planet. And I think that means two things. One is the very sound of his voice. I remember I went to a meeting one time, and there was a guy in the meeting that was from Dallas. I was not from Dallas at the time. I was living in Kansas. And this guy's voice filled the whole room. It resonated. He wasn't even talking loud, but it was like his voice caught you. It's like, wow, this guy's an awesome guy just from the sound of his voice. Second thing is God gives him the words to say, because there is a test coming upon the entire world, and no, sad to say, it's a false teaching. There is not going to be a pre-trib, a mid-trib, or a pre-wrath rapture. No one is going anywhere. And this guy is going to be the best looking person on earth that has ever been. Bible says, Daniel says, that his look was more stout than his fellows. You look up the word stout and it means greater. The Bible says that the beast will be the best looking man that has ever lived on the planet, the best sounding. He is going to have, he'll be able to understand dark sentences, Daniel says. That means that he is going to have the answer to everything. He is going to be, because they love not the love of the truth, God will send them a strong delusion. And that strong delusion is the beast. And this strong delusion looks good, sounds good. And anyone that has not read Revelation 13, I'm talking about just that one book, just Revelation 13, then they'll understand about the mark of the beast. Anyone that has not already read that, if they have not already made a decision for Christ, I believe that once they see the beast, he'll catch them. He'll catch them with his voice. He'll catch them with their words. And There's another scripture that says, and when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is, when they behold the beast, once they see him, they're caught. If their name is not already in the book of life, they're probably not going to be saved. Now, that's a sad thing, which is why I'm trying to get this book out to so many people so quick, because we're running out of time. If people believe we're in the last days, we've got to get this book into people's hands. It's not about making money. And it's about, look, nobody wants to see anyone in hell burning with the beast, the false prophet, and Lucifer himself, day and night, tormented with no escape. We don't want to see that. And the most people, I'll say this, most people alive on the face of the earth right now will take the mark. And maybe I should get into explaining some of the deceptions, because the church world has not thought of this. See, the devil has 3.5 years where the beast is going to rule. Guarantee, as it's promised, 3.5 years. But Lucifer, the smartest of any of God's creations that fell anyway, the smartest of all of them, he's more intelligent than any human that has ever lived, outside Jesus, of course.
Right.
And so he's had 6,000 years to prepare for his 3.5 years of rule. And he has set up some deceptions. Well, when I talked on this to about 250 people in Evansville, Indiana here a few months ago, their mouths fell open. They were shocked because they never saw this coming. And these 9 deceptions are so well planned, so well thought out, that unless a person knows about the mark of the beast, unless they know Jesus, unless they've already accepted him into their heart, they will probably take that mark of the beast. And sad to say, I had a very, very good friend of mine today ask me, how far away? I said, hey, okay, wait. It's not immediately. For you folks that want to know, you don't want to take it. Okay, so let me explain. You can't have the mark of the beast until the beast is here. The beast cannot arrive until there's a world government. And in my opinion, you can't have a world government till America falls. And you can't have a world government, or at least you can't have the beast show up, until the tribulation starts. Revelation 6:1 says, and when the Lamb opened one of the seals, I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. Now, Ken Peters, in his dream he had about 35 years ago, not when he was called to be a prophet, we put it into a DVD, which we offer at watchprophecyclub.com and also prophecyclub.com, called I Saw the Tribulation. And to this day, I've never had anyone complain and say the man was not hearing from God. And in this, he said, it all started with a horn. He said it sounded like a 1957 Chevrolet horn, and it blew loud, and it was like a blast. Every ear on the globe heard it, and it went on for a long time. And he said, and when that stopped, everything changed. Every electronic on the globe was out for about 2 weeks, and when they began to come back on, there was only one channel on the globe. Only one. And then shortly after that, the beast began to be the guy that is on every channel 24 hours a day. And he is always telling people and blaspheming God. That's what he does. He is going to run down Christ. He's going to run down Christianity, church, and anybody that has anything to do with it. And he will have a mouth so convincing that unless a person has already accepted Jesus, in my opinion, they will probably take that mark and lose their salvation.
That's incredible. I'll go back to, I want to talk about the book for a minute. Folks, you know, let's go with this. Just not long before Stan agreed to come on and talk about this, I was talking with a fellow that donates to our ministry, and he also supports Stan Ministry. And he told me, and we were talking about different people, and he said, Pastor Dan, he said, I like the people that are on your radio program. He says, but you know what? He said, Stan is not, and the Prophecy Club and his wife, they're not about just selling information to make money, because of all the great deals they give on their books and everything, unlike a lot of other people that come on and just try to sell a book. And I know your heart, Stan. I know that absolutely, you know, because I've known you since early 90s, I don't know, somewhere around in there. But you're not about the money. It's about this message. And
that's
this
right.
Book is just dynamite. Got about 30 seconds, then we'll have to...
Well, here, let me... This proves that it's not about money. Here's what we're offering the book for. One is for $20, but don't do that. In other words, we normally offer them in shrink wrap sets of 10. Get one set of 10 shrink wrapped for $30, two, meaning 20 copies, for $45, four for $70. Why do we do that? I mean, who can sell a book for $3 a book? Okay, obviously, that's really close to printing price. So the point is, are you willing to give $3 for a book that you're going to give away trying to keep someone from tormented for day and night forever? That's the reason this book is selling like hotcakes. One is we're not trying to make money. We're trying to win souls. And you get it at prophecyclub.com. It's called Miss the Mark.
All right, folks, that's Miss the Mark, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes, and Stan has a lot more for us. We'll be back.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
As I try to figure out what this world is all about, I know one thing without a doubt, my Lord is in control. Perilous times I know are here.
History records that the seventh-day Sabbath was not set aside by early Christians, and that it has never ceased to be observed. Athanasius, a theologian who attended the Nicene Council, recorded the fact that in 340 AD he and his fellow believers observed the seventh-day Sabbath. He was not the only theologian to report the observance after the time of Constantine. Socrates Scholasticus, a church historian who lived in the late 4th and early 5th century, made the following statement. Touching the communion, there are sundry observations, for almost all the churches throughout the world do celebrate and receive the holy mysteries every Sabbath. Socrates said that some, based on tradition, observe Sunday and went on to differentiate between the Sabbath and Sunday, stating, I mean the Saturday and Sunday upon which the Christians are wont to meet solemnly in the church. Jesus said that not even the slightest aspect of the law will change. The fourth commandment, which instructs us to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, is one of those commandments. It was established at the time of creation, observed by Jesus and his followers, by saints down through the centuries, and will be observed in the new heavens and the new earth. Athanasius' statement regarding the observation of the Sabbath sums it up. We assemble on Saturday not that we are infected with Judaism, but only to worship Christ, the Lord of the Sabbath. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, we're in a really good conversation with Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club. We're talking about his book, Miss the Mark. But before we do, I've got to just give you a couple words about the Mission Church. Folks, everybody's talking about coronavirus and everything, but what they talk about, it keeps getting brought out. How many people die of flu and colds and everything? We are battling that every day at the Mission Church. We take care of these folks. We give them over-the-counter medications, all sorts of things to help them through those tough times. We really do need your help and your support so we can stay open. So pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. We are, folks, all of us, are responsible to care one for another as we are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? The heart, of course. If you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. I know you enjoy and learn from our guests, so radio isn't free, and donation is what keeps us on the air. You can donate online or mail a check or money order. Call and give a donation over the phone. You can find all that information at prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. And now we're back with Stan Johnson talking about his new book, Miss the Mark. Are you still with me, Stan?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Very powerful book. Very well put together. Before we go back into the logistics of the book, I really like, nobody else does this, Stan. You did this book in two columns, and it just seems like there's so much more information than what the book looks like, let alone you have pictures in it. You care to comment on that?
Yeah, you know, I look at the, first of all, two columns is, I think, pretty smart. I can't believe there aren't more books doing it. And the average book is 5.5 by 8.5, but by increasing it up to 6 by 9, one is it fits in our Bibles. Your average Bible is 6 by 9. Your average Bible is in two column. Two column allows you to put, I'm going to guess, probably 30% to 40% more text per page without changing any of the font or any of the size of the fonts or anything. In other words, it just makes better use of the paper. That means I can lower the price of the book because it has fewer pages. Also, we found a place that we've been using for, I don't know, probably 25 years with all of these different books we've printed through the years with various speakers we've had, and they have fabulous prices on it. And also had them put it on thin paper because we want the book to look skinny and thin and easy to read, because if they'll just start reading it, a few pages, it'll catch them. And then they'll have to finish the whole thing. They'll probably give their heart to Jesus. I don't think they could read through the whole book without giving their heart to Jesus. But one thing for sure, they'll never take that mark of the beast. They'll understand you do that and you can't get out of it. There is no repenting. There is no, he is not going to forgive anyone for taking the mark of the beast. See, the whole point of being an overcomer, see, the New Testament defines overcomer as someone that just received Jesus. But Revelation explains it differently. Now, it doesn't do it in so many words, but essentially an overcomer, the definition is you have to see the beast, you have to hear the beast, but you have to refuse to do the four things. Worship the beast, his image, or take his mark or the number of his name. Those four things. And if you refuse that, and I have to tell you that most people will probably lose their life over it. But again, I explain all of that in the book. And I explain it with scriptures. I explain it with people that had dreams or visions, the mouth of two or three witnesses. And, well, let me tell you one guy. Okay, so this guy's name is Tony. He goes to our church. And the books came in. I gave like six books away to whoever wanted them. He walks into church the next Sunday morning, walks over and sits down next to me. And it was only just Tony and I because I was the first one in the church. And he said, "Your book." I said, "You read it?" He said, "Yes." And he just keeps looking at the floor. I said, "Did you like it?" He said, "Yes." Then he says again, he said, "Your book." "Yes." He said, "Your book." Well, he liked it, so that's a good start. I said, "What are you saying?" He said, "Stan, as you know, I have studied prophecy for a long time, a lot of years." He said, "But your book changed me. It changed the picture in my mind of what happens in the last days." And he said, "Your book has had a profound change in my heart, my attitude, the way I see life, the way I see the end times." He said, it has changed me. I think that's a pretty good description of the book.
Yeah. Amen. The material in this book, I know the material. I know your material. I mean, I've known you a long time and these speakers that's in it. But the way that you put everything together and the form in which you talk simply, you know, where people could understand, and you put some heartbreaking things in it. Like, we'll skip down to that, you know, about what you would say to your children about being beheaded. And people realize the consequence of not taking the mark when you're asked is being beheaded. Address that issue.
That's right. Probably most people listening to my voice right now, you probably will have the choice to either die, whatever that way may be, or take the mark. My guess is, and I really don't know, but my guess is we're a short time, 1, 2, 3 years, maybe 5 on the outside before America falls. And then after that, we're probably looking at a year or two for World War III. And then conclusion of that is probably the tribulation. So if you expect to live another 10 years, then you can expect you're probably going to see the beast. Matter of fact, Terry Bennett was told by the angel Gabriel, and Terry's about 50 years old now, and he said that he will see 666. He will see it in his lifetime. Let me take a second and just paint a picture of some of the deceptions that they're about to see. Got it? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
First of all, and I've got to cover this quick. You got to get the book so you can see these deceptions. I'm telling you that there is a deception that unless you know it's coming and unless you've read Revelation 13 and you really know Jesus, you really have him in your heart, I'm going to say that most people will fall to these deceptions. All right, so let's go to the first deception. It's called Starlink. I'm looking at an article headline, "Elon Musk just revealed new details about Starlink, a plan to surround Earth with 12,000 high-speed internet satellites. Here's how the plan works." Right now, the fastest 4G download is 1.4 gigabytes, but the new 5G linked to SpaceX will be 10 times faster. Elon Musk's rocket company, SpaceX, plans to launch 60 internet-providing satellites every 30 days. Got a picture of it here. And it looks, each one of these is about the size of your kitchen table. It's flat, and this rocket goes up, and in 9 minutes, it launches out 60 of them, just like Frisbees, flying up in space, and then they have a motor that moves it up to the right place. 12,000 is their goal. However, when do you think that they're going to have them on? They've already got some of them up there. Some of them are already working in a low-level test. However, they're saying that they'll have all of them up there by the year 2024. Okay, so what does that mean? That means that we're going to have 5G that is 10 times faster than anything we have right now, and it's going to be global, cover every inch of the planet. and 5G will go through walls much better than 4G, meaning that your cell phone will have, there will be no more waiting. Everything will be instant, like your cell phone is connected directly to a computer. Everything will be instant and faster than you can believe. All right, now that's the first thing, and I'm skipping lots, but the book explains that. So, all right, now let's go to the next thing, and that is a quantum financial system. Now, this comes to us from thefinalwakeupcall.info. The QFS system is an advanced, without any equivalent system, a central banking system, but it is a global network. Right now, it's on 9 satellites. Okay, so what's quantum? If you go to your garden hose, turn it on full blast, and if you have pretty high pressure, that represents the fastest computer mankind has ever made. You compare that to a quantum computer, and it's like comparing your garden hose to Niagara Falls. That's how much faster a quantum computer is. This new quantum financial system runs on a quantum computer based on an orbiting satellite, which is protected by secret space programs to ensure that it cannot be hacked. The quantum technology is provided, listen to this, by benevolent extraterrestrial galactics. Benevolent extraterrestrial galactics? What's that? My brothers and sisters, really? That's aliens. Okay, so let's back up. 300 years ago, the devil got control of the world's financial system through Great Britain. And whatever you want to call them, the Khazarian Mafia, the Deep State, the international bankers, but they have controlled our financial system for 300 years. And they just about stolen all of the money off the globe. And it basically crashed in 2008. So they decided what they were going to do is kick out that old system, and they're bringing in a new system. Now, all that sounds real good, doesn't it? Let's go on. The purpose of the new financial system is to put an end to the corrupt banking cabal. Okay, that sounds good, doesn't it? So the devil takes over a financial system 300 years ago, and they ruin it. So now the devil comes along, my opinion, benevolent extraterrestrial galactics, provide humans with a computer that cannot be hacked. How come we can't hack it? Because we didn't make it. It's not made like us. It is so fast. It's unbelievably fast. Let's go on. The QFS is completely independent from every existing centralized system, making all other previous transfer systems unnecessary. After the revaluation, all sovereign currencies will be gold or asset-backed, ensuring a sustainable value. That sounds good, and a lot of it is good. With the activation of the QFS, the Galactic Alliance will completely destroy the central banking system that we have now. In other words, they're going to replace all of the currencies on the globe, and you're going to go to the new QFS system. And I'm going to skip a whole bunch of that. Let's go on to the next thing. So how do we access our finances if we access them through satellite? Well, we have to have some kind of a device that will communicate with satellite. Guess what? The next cell phone, the next gen cell phone, is not your friend. It's going to be, listen to this. This is headline, Amazon tests Whole Foods payment system that uses hands as ID. Employees at Amazon's New York offices are serving as guinea pigs for the biometric technology, using it as a vending machine to buy sodas and chips, according to the sources briefed on the plans. The high-tech sensors are different from fingerprint scanners found on devices like an iPhone. And don't require users to physically touch their hands to the scanning surface. Now, this is what they're testing now. And they're saying it's accurate within, and this is what they have now, okay? It's accurate within 1/10,000th of 1%. But Amazon engineers are scrambling to improve it to, listen to this, 1/1,000,000th of 1% ahead of its launch. Now, try to imagine when this is in the next gen cell phone. That means that you cannot pick up your cell phone unless you just get close to it and your camera is already on. It already reads your face. Oh, it doesn't do it with 15 or 25 points. It reads your face with like a million identification points. You can't get close to your cell phone, but what it has already identified, it is you. You can't touch your cell phone without leaving your fingerprints. And as you talk on it, you have left your voice prints. It is beyond 100% accurate. You could even hand your cell phone to your friend and say, go ahead, try to see if you can get my money. See if you can access my account. Can't do it. It's 100% and it can't be hacked because the computer is not made by humans. Now, all that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? So, okay, so you're using your cell phones, and your cell phone is your driver's license, passport, and you walk into a grocery store, you don't have to stop. You just throw things in your pockets, big sack, whatever, and you can't get out of the store, but what is already charged? Oh, that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Now, let's go to the problem. See, the next-gen cell phone is actually not your friend, so we have 100% global internet coverage, 10 times faster than 4G. We have the quantum financial system. All transactions go through your cell phone and through the satellite. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Well, the problem is it's a trap. The world decides it's now time for a world government. A man in the whole world that loves comes on the scene. He promises world peace, but the only way to have world peace is to have one world government, one world financial system, and religion. The beast has a plan to destroy all of the religions and replace them with him as the man god. Matthew 24:24 says there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they will deceive the very elect. Now, what's he talking about? Are all of these 12,000 satellites up there, you know how they communicate? They don't communicate with radio waves. They communicate with lasers. Lasers move faster than the speed of light in outer space than they do when they're going through fiber optics or through atmosphere. And so the latency means that's how long it takes from a signal to go from this way around the globe and arrive back at the same point. It's so much faster. It's like within the millionth of an inch. So we got 12,000 lasers up there. The beast comes on. He's trying to convince people that their religions are nothing, that he's really God. And so he says, okay, so you know that I'm truly God. Tonight, I'm going to speak to you, and everyone is going to see my face in the night sky tonight. And, of course, they look up, and they see the face of God. They see his lips moving. They see he is speaking to them, but he is speaking to them in their own regional language, brothers and sisters. Oh, you're going to say, oh, that's not my God. I'm a Christian. I know about Jesus. That's not true. I know about the Bible. You didn't convince me. He doesn't have to convince you. He just has to convince all of the other unbelievers around you. And then he's going to tell the unbelievers to go out and kill all of the unbelievers. In other words, you will be an unbeliever. You will be a terrorist. You'll be one that is tearing up the peace because you refuse to receive their God. So all of the world sees the face of God in the space. Now, you and I know it's a deception. You say, what? That's not going to fool me. Doesn't have to fool you. Has to fool the people around you. Now let's go to the next one. Now let's talk about the archaeology deception. So a few months after the space, big face of God in the sky, then all of a sudden there's a big earthquake. And they find this underground cavern. And guess what they find in the underground cavern? I don't know whether it's tablets or whether it's books or pottery. I don't know what it is. But understand the devil's been playing on this for 6,000 years. And a long time ago, he arranged for something to be under the ground that he would arrange for it to be discovered. And guess what it's going to say? It's going to say all of these other religions of the world, all of them, Krishna, Buddha, Allah, Jesus, all of this, it's all rubbish. He is the real God. That's what it's going to say. Now, their faith was already shaken when he's able to call fire out of the sky. That's what the Bible says, and that's what it means with this big face show, okay, the face of God. So their faith was rattled there. Now they see the archaeology deception. They see whatever it is under the ground, and it starts really, really rattling their faith. Oh, excuse me. But that doesn't faze you. You're a Christian. You know God. I mean, you know Jesus. You know your Bible. And you knew this was coming. But then all of a sudden, you look out in the night sky, and you see people going up into the sky. And it's not just around you. It's just all around the globe. There's people. And you see them. You see the people going up into the night sky. You see them around the globe. And, of course, the next day, CNN comes on, which, of course, is the bastion of all truth on earth. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all of these guys come on and they say, wow, the Christians, they must have been correct because all of these people left the earth last night. Wow, millions of people left the earth last night. Now look, if you're looking for a pre-trib rapture, what are you going to do? You can say, wait a minute. Wait a minute, that couldn't be. I refuse to believe that because I was supposed to go. I was supposed to go. Okay, so now once the reality finally settles in, you start saying, wait a minute. Well, if he didn't rapture me, he raptured other people, then it must all be true. The Bible can't be true. And so there's a lot of people that will get angry. They'll get rapture disappointed. They'll turn against their pastors, turn against their churches, and they will start turning in all of the Christians that by now are gone into hiding because everybody that hadn't taken the mark is searching out trying to find the people that did not take the mark. All right, now, what about creation deception? Okay, Daniel 2:44 says that he shall mingle his seed with the seed of men. Then there's another scripture that says that, and he shall command them that dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast, and the image of the beast did speak and cause as many as would not worship the beast should be killed. So this is the beast commanding the people on the earth to make an image. Now, why does the Bible call it an image? Because it's not in the image of God. Don't know what the image is, but it's something that's not made by God. Some kind of alien creation or something like that. And so they then start releasing all of these new cures. They say, we've got an injection here that can fix your DNA. All of the human DNA has a problem because you guys die. You shouldn't die. And by the way, if you'll take this injection, you'll live forever. Okay, now how many people are going to do that? The answer is most all of them. But in order to get the injection, you gotta take the mark. Also, they come out when they say, look, you know, we can communicate without moving our lips, and you guys can do that, and they're gonna come up with all kinds of amazing, amazing inventions. All of this is gonna be a deception, and I've only skimmed through the part of the deception. In the book, I explain all of the 9 deceptions.
Right.
Your comment, Dan.
Okay. Wow. Pretty impressed. Let me say this. I've been talking with the producer during this program, and I'm going to send you an email. If you don't read it tonight, you need to read it tomorrow about possibly a commercial to play on our program about this book, because this book really needs to be in everybody's hands, Stan. It's just so dynamite. It really does. And it's more than one witness, folks. It's more than one witness. It has some heavy duty testimony from others, and you just really, it's one of those you just really got to get the book and you got to pass it around, and he's made it cheap enough. While we got enough time, I need to ask you, do you want to talk a minute about your crusade or no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, well, let's take 2 minutes. You got a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
Well, the story on this is that God has called me to build an end-time army of prophecy teachers working miracles. And I've had, I think it's like 2 dreams and a vision of being in sports stadiums, and the audible voice of God is just, the bottom line is, there's about to be a great move of God. It could even be this month, maybe even this year. So what God has arranged us to do is to set up a 7-fold miracle crusade. Now this one is primarily about training people that want to be moving from being just a lay person to becoming one that can teach prophecy, so that when all of a sudden these scared rabbits wake up and they're in the tribulation and they were expecting a pre-trib rapture, they didn't expect anything, maybe they just didn't prepare for it, and now they find themselves in the middle of the trouble and they've got all kinds of questions and nobody seems to answer them, so they look you up because you understand some of this. Well, that's what the 7-fold Miracle Crusade is for. My wife, a prophet of 20 years, teaches her School of the Prophets for about half of it. Then I spend most of the rest of the half teaching you how to understand Bible prophecy, how to put – see, what happened was, about 3 years ago, I memorized the book of Revelation. And just a project. I didn't think anything's going to happen. But I started getting these revelations. I got 30 revelations, two visions, and an audible voice, which I put into the other book called Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. One of the visions showed me the Book of Dora, or the five books of Moses, and the other one was the Book of Revelation. And that there was a time tunnel between that. In a blink of an eye, he showed me that the word first fruits in Leviticus 23 is a secret door that links to the same word in Revelation 14:4. And that when you understand that word, see, Revelation is not in chronological order. It's the reason so many people can't understand it. So many people argue about it. Oh, no, that didn't happen there. You know, what order is it? They can't understand it. My book, Secret Door, for the first time, because we know the feast, it links the prophecies of Revelation to the feasts, and for the first time, we can understand the chronological order, and it has two big full-color charts in the book to help you understand it. That way, when people start saying, can you explain why we're having all these earthquakes? Can you explain what is this going on? And you're going to be able to give an answer and to walk in miracles. When you go through the sevenfold miracle crusade, the part Leslie teaches on her School of the Prophets will help you to prepare your heart to be walking and working in sevenfold miracles when they happen. August the 8th of 2015, Saturday night, Lord, I don't have anything to say for the sermon tomorrow morning. What do you want to say? And I heard an audible voice, and it said, this is the time of miracles. Then he downloaded to my heart, is as the judgment hits, so will my miracles. And he said, you tell them that I will never leave them nor forsake them, and whatever comes, I am going to meet the devil step by step, inch for inch, pound for pound, everything he does, I'm going to meet the devil. I'm going to meet him. As he has lying signs and wonders, I'm going to come with the real wonders. There's about to be a great move of God. Jeremiah 16:19-21 says, O Lord, my strength and my refuge and my fortress in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there's no profit, and have made.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I am completely out of time. Folks, you can find out about all this over at prophecyclub.com. We just ran out of time. Maybe you can come back and tell them about the Miracle Crusade, but we really got to go. I got about 30 seconds.
MiracleCrusades.com.
All right, MiracleCrusades.com. All right, thanks for being on, Stan. Be blessed and look for my email. All right, we'll talk again. Bye-bye. Well, folks, you must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church and radio. Get the book. Lord our God, Father, King of the Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and he's gracious to you, and he gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Till next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.